track three. And now we come to the first of our headline stories. Support for Lily's family after tragic loss. Tributes have been paid to an 11-year-old Teignbridge girl who lost her life at a popular Cornish beauty spot earlier this month. Lily Angel Rogers died after getting into difficulty in the water following an incident on August the 16th in the River Liner near Tor Point. Despite being pulled from the water and given emergency treatment, she was tragically pronounced dead at the scene. Heartbreaking tributes have now poured in for the Newton Abbott schoolgirl, and a GoFundMe has been launched by a close family friend. Almost £10,000 has been raised for the parents of an 11-year-old girl who died in Cornwall. Lily Angel Rogers from Newton Abbott died after an incident at the Cornish beauty spot. She was named at the opening of an inquest into her death by Cornwall Coroner's Court. The incident happened at about 6 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of August at Wacker Quay near Antony Tor Point. Emergency services were called to the quay following concerns for a child in the water. Police confirmed Lily died at the scene and said there were no suspicious circumstances. A GoFundMe page has been set up by close family friend Karen Lee, who said Lily's parents were in the most heartbreaking situation. More than 250 people have donated to the appeal, which has raised £9,995. Karen said, "Nick is one of my oldest and closest pals. Nick and Vanya are now in the most heartbreaking situation. As many of you now know, their beautiful daughter has lost her life in the most tragic and unexpected of circumstances. This has come as an unimaginable shock to both parents. Nick is such a positive, kind being. It would be so great if we could all come together and support him and the family. Any help would be appreciated, just to help them navigate their way through their loss." It's understood Lily's father had links to St Mary Church area of Torquay. The Dolphin Pub in St Mary Church precinct will be hosting a coffee and cake morning on Saturday the 30th of August in honour of Lily. The John Bull Pub in Chateau Road, Torquay, said, "We are deeply saddened to hear of the sudden and heartbreaking loss of our friends and neighbours, beautiful little girl Lily. Our thoughts and love are with her family and friends at this incredibly difficult time." The inquest into her death was opened and adjourned by Cornwall Coroner's Court. A full hearing will be held at a later date.
No permanent homes for Sholdon's Holiday Park. Plans to provide permanent homes on a former holiday park in Sheldon have been refused. Teignbridge Council Planning Officer has rejected an attempt by the owners of Devon Valley Holiday Park to allow the use of caravans on the site as full-time homes. The council has confirmed that the proposed use of caravans at the Ringmore Road Park for human habitation, including as a sole or main residence, would not be lawful and would be in breach of existing occupancy conditions imposed under previous planning permissions dating back to 1980s and 1992. In the decision notice, Teignbridge Council said, "The proposed use of caravans for human habitation of any type, including as a person's sole or main place of residence, would constitute a material change of use requiring planning permission." The decision follows objections against the move from both villagers and Sheldon Parish Council, which strongly objects to the application. It said to grant it would clearly be to allow a material change of use for the site. In a statement to planners, the Parish Council said, "The Parish Council notes that planning permissions granted on the site in the past have stipulated that residency would only be permitted between March and January, not all year round. Devon Valley has therefore been used as a holiday park only for many years, never for all year round residential use. A total of 10 letters of objection were received by the council, raising a number of points. It was claimed that the change would be harmful to the local environment, and it was not clear whether the application was for proposed or existing use. The current owners had applied for a certificate of lawfulness, claiming there are no conditions imposed on previous planning permissions and no enforceable condition on how the caravans can be occupied. But planning officers said it is considered the material difference levels and pattern of traffic movements to and from the site, and the changes to the character and appearance of the site, such as the introduction of permanent features like fences, hedgerows, to demarcate plots, and ancillary domestic structures such as garden sheds, patios and decking, would be true at Devon Valley Holiday Village if the caravans were to be occupied for permanent residential use rather than for holiday use.
Residents' anger over lorries on Dawlish roads. Residents claim construction lorries are continuing to use residential roads to access building sites in Dawlish instead of the newly opened Dawlish Link Road. The road, which had been promised more than a decade ago, was finally opened to construction traffic to move hundreds of vehicle movements away from residential areas. But since the road was officially open to lorries, residents complain they are continuing to see vehicles using the same roads. Teignbridge Council said the road was open to construction traffic only from August the 18th for heavy vehicles accessing Taylor Wimpey's Brookvale and Bloor Homes, Dawlish View, housing developments. A spokesman said, "This means no more lorries and heavy vehicles using Elm Grove Road, with all site traffic now accessing the developments from the north via the A379 Sainsbury's roundabout. We've worked closely with developers to ensure the Link Road is open to construction traffic before the school term starts in September, improving safety for families near Gatehouse Primary Academy and Dawlish Academy. But so far, there have been numerous complaints every day that traffic is still not using the directed route. It's understood opening the road to all traffic is dependent on 50 homes being occupied, and currently it is understood there are about 25. There were further reports of about 20 lorries using Sandy Lane instead of the new road in the space of about an hour and a half. Sandy Lane is currently being used by South West Water as part of its major scheme to improve water quality. Dawlish County Councillor Rosie Dawson says she is working with officers at Teignbridge Council and the developers to ensure the new rules are followed. She explained, "An order has gone out for more signage and all suppliers have been notified of the new route. I've been talking with the two site managers who've been out to look at the issues. I'm getting notifications daily that there are lorries still using Elm Grove Road. And we need to be patient as the message gets through to drivers. The developers are as frustrated, but they are working with me. The multi-million pound road is to access land for housing on the outskirts of Dawlish and ease traffic congestion in the town and along the A379. Previously, hundreds of lorries every day had been using Elm Grove Road to get to the sites, passing Dawlish College and Gatehouse Academy and numerous residential properties along the way. It connects the A379 at Sainsbury's to more than 400 new homes at Seckmatton Farm and Swan Park, and access to approximately 400 new homes at Gatehouse Farm."